We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Pack-A-Day podcast. I'm Steve Perez, joined as always by Dusty Evely, Sarah Kelleher. Guys, what is going on? It's a Wednesday talking some Packers football. This is a little bit different. This is a pre-recorded episode. This is probably one of the first times we've ever done something like this, but pre-recorded about a week in advance. So just a heads up for everybody listening, this is going to be a little different. If there's breaking Packers news, sure, there'll be some stuff on Twitter. We might even have a special podcast for that. But for this is just a fun episode for you guys to listen to. So before we even get into the content, though, Sarah, how's Florida going? The internet is still going well, right? We're still doing okay?
So far, so good. We definitely had some technical difficulties leading up to this, but it's been about 10 minutes of solid internet, knock on wood. So we'll see how things go. But other than that, things are good. Excited for this. Like you said, a little bit different, but hey, we got to change it up every now and then. You know, Andy can't record every single day of the year, even though he tries.
Yeah. Got to give the dude a break once in a while.
But says who?
I don't know. I guess we were trying to be nice, but Dusty, yeah, man, cracking that whip, huh, bud?
No, I don't like that I'm doing his job for him today. I don't care for it. I know he's done a bunch of stuff for us, but I don't care for it this one specific day. I'm doing good. I'm excited about this episode. This is something we will talk about, I'm sure, but we always get so many questions throughout the year. We always solicit questions, and some of them we say, we got to save that for later. That's a full episode. And tonight's a full episode of going from a question. So we appreciate everyone for giving us free content, not just on a weekly basis, but also throughout this long off season too.
So without further ado, what we're going to do is a Mount Rushmore. So we're going to do a Packers Mount Rushmore, and this is our favorite players. This isn't like the greatest of all times, because I mean, that feels like that might be too easy and too, you know, that would be a really, really quick episode. So we want to have a little discussion. We got to be able to tell Sarah that, you know, her opinion is horrible because, you know, she only has players from the 2000s. And okay, I'm throwing
it
shade already.
For my Packers Mount Rushmore. Not you. It did ask for yours, but you can't get upset because it's my Mount Rushmore.
But it's not going to be a fun podcast if we just tell everybody who our favorite players are and we don't argue about it.
It's also not players. The question was also just Packers Mount Rushmore. That could be anything, anyone.
Okay.
I'm excited for Sarah to really surprise us and drop like Najee Davenport in the mix, like just out of nowhere, like just right on the Mount Rushmore. Like, hell yeah, here we go.
The most random player you can think of. Yeah,
Tony Fisher.
All Bye, Sikahema. Yeah, the one about that. Yeah. Bye, Sikahema. Oh,
Kristen Michael's on there for some reason. Sarah, it's half a season.
Maybe that should be episode.
Blake Bortles.
Naming random Packers players. That's the whole podcast.
Listen, if we're out of ideas another point during the offseason, I do feel like we're just going to do that. I'd be totally down for that.
I mean, we could make a game
Packers
out of it.
Packers that played less than six games or something like that. Mm-hmm.
You got to take whatever the last name ends with. Then you have that has to be the first letter of the first name for the next player that goes.
That stresses me out. I'm already stressed out by that.
God,
yeah, I'm stressed out, but I'm down. All right,
I'd get one name and be done.
That's when we have the guest on, the annual time we have a guest on. We won't tell him. We'll just spring it out him. We're not asking a thing about you. You have to play this game with us. Here we go.
Or with Schneidman. Schneidman gets so pissed if we invited him on. We're like, you have to play a game with us now.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a good idea.
Let's just do that now. Let's scrap this idea.
All right. Well, let's keep going. Any Packer, Packers player, coach, whatever it is your Packers Mount Rushmore. So let's kind of do a one at a time thing. We'll go round robin. So Dusty, we'll start with you. Who's the first one that's going on your Mount Rushmore?
First one. And listen, I'm not vouching for anything off the field, anything after he left the Packers, even some of the things off the field on the Packers. I'm going to go Brett Favre. Favre is the guy. I mean, when I started paying attention to football, I was not living in Wisconsin. I've never lived in Wisconsin. But as a young boy who wasn't able to watch a lot of Packers stuff, because at that time they were not great. Favre was the guy who kind of got them on TV. If you read the story of Favre and White and all those guys, like there's not a team in Green Bay if those don't hit. And so Favre kind of helped resurrect that franchise. All the maddening stuff he did, all of the like game ending interceptions that were absolutely baffling, but so many just insane moments. Like that dude, he would go back I used to throw a football like him. He would do the thing. It was like full overhand, head down. By the time he's releasing the ball, he's not looking where it's going. It's just, I'm going to put this through a dude. So the kind of bringing the Packers back to relevance, watching him play football, obviously the Super Bowl and everything he did through that run. I've got to put him up on there.
Yeah, I don't think I can argue with that at all.
Well, similar logic to Dusty here, not strictly on the field and what they did for the Packers organization. And I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is my Packers quarterback growing up as a kid and into an adult. So, and he's certainly, one of, if not the best player in franchise history. So that was an easy, just right off the bat, as soon as we selected this as our episode topic. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he's on the Mount Rushmore, and I don't really need to explain why. I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, definitely can see that one. For me, number one, I've got Sterling Sharp. He is one of my all-time favorite players. Just I think I've told this story many times. My dad had a company that he worked with that was down in South Carolina. So one of my first football jerseys I ever had was actually a Sterling Sharp South Carolina jersey. That was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
So that was kind of, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, he plays for the Packers too. Like, oh man, that's awesome. And so I remember going out in the front yard playing football, and that was a jersey that I would wear. My brothers would be throwing the ball and I'd be the wide receiver trying to catch it. And so it was one of those things. And it also helped that he was just unbelievably amazing at football. So watching him play, growing up, like that was the game that was on TV. That was the one I got to watch, was the Packers playing. And seeing him and Brett Favre early on and Don Majkowski playing too, like, dude, that was some cool stuff to grow up watching. So for me, number one was Sterling Sharp.
My number two, a guy that I will vouch for off the field stuff, because he seems like a delightful human being, Laurie Butler, a guy that for years just kind of get him in the Hall of Fame, finally got to the Hall of Fame, like seems of a stand-up dude. I love his story. Watching him play safety, I mean, that was kind of like he was one of the first kind of that hybrid safety. Like he could range in the backfield, tremendous blitzer, some of the sacks that he had as a blitzer off the line, incredible stuff. So with his size, be able to move the way he did and play up close to the line as well as he did in all phases of the game. Just absolutely loved watching Laurie Butler. That's one of the things I loved. I really want to get the coach's film at some point. I don't think it'll ever be released from those eras to see him ranging in the backfield, because those replays, his range back there is incredible. So huge fan of Butler, always been a huge fan of Butler. So he is going to be number two on my list.
Well, and I mean the Lambeau Leap. mean, I feel like for that alone, he's basically got to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. He needs to be on it for that, if nothing else.
100%. My number two is just a guy that through and through is just one of the best football players ever, period. And that's Charles Woodson. Just an absolute legend in every sense of the word. And somebody that, you know, we talk about now, kind of in the modern day Packers, carried the G. He kind of carried the G before we even started saying that. And even though, you know, he was a Raider for most of his career, the 6 years that he was in Green Bay just embraced everything that that was and was just a leader on and off the field for the Packers, and just somebody that as a kid, I remember watching and being like, holy crap, who is that? How do they do those things? And really, you know, when you're a young kid and you see an athlete perform like that, that's what draws you in. That's what keeps you watching and piques your curiosity, and just seeing that. And now, you know, being older and looking back at film and being able to truly appreciate what I was watching is pretty cool.
My number two, Reggie White, man. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what else needs to be said, but like he changed the way Green Bay was viewed in the NFL, like nationally. Like Green Bay was like this podunk little place. Nobody wanted to come, and Jesus told them to come to Green Bay, and he did. And I mean, he rewrote Green Bay's history. Like he basically changed the whole thing, like brought a winning atmosphere to Green Bay, brought that Super Bowl with Brett. And man, it just, when you talk about being a good person on and off the field, like the things that he did for the community, it was amazing. So having him choose Green Bay, like it was just everything he did, and just seeing that man throw 300-pound linemen with one arm was absolutely unbelievably amazing. And every time I see that on Twitter of the highlight of him chucking Chris Carter into Randall Cunningham, I laugh my ass off, and I have to watch it. I can't scroll by it without knowing, like, oh, he's going to chuck a 200-pound dude right at his feet and then go get the sack. Like, this is amazing. I'll have to watch this. So, yeah, Reggie White, number two on my list.
It was Warren Moon. Actually, Warren Moon, not Randall Cunningham. Oh, but, yeah, you can see him. Right. He winds up and just chucks him. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Yeah, White's my number three. I tried to not overlap. I changed a couple of guys, but I couldn't leave White off of here for all the reasons you just said. I mean, that his performance in the Super Bowl, if nothing else, right? Like that stretch, but he had three sacks in the game. I think he had two back to back. That kind of helped salt that game away. Watching him in Philly was incredible. When he came to Green Bay, that was kind of a what's happening? He's coming to Green Bay moment. So yeah, I it's hard to do this without having Reggie White up there. So he is my three.
And my three is someone that just, again, growing up watching and truly appreciating, and that's a more recent player, and it's Davante Adams. And I'd be lying if I said I don't miss Davante Adams every single day since he's left the Packers. It feels like, you know, obviously things are not the same, but that loss honestly hurt me more than the Rodgers loss, which I never thought would happen. But I really miss Davante and just everything he brought to the team. And there's just something special about him. I mean, he's still doing great things for the Raiders. Obviously, it's a completely different situation. But some of the plays that he made for the Packers, especially when they needed him the most, were just unbelievable. And some of the catches that he brought down, and, you know, a lot of it was 12 and 17 together, but just absolutely iconic. I mean, it's hard to put it into words. I mean, I remember, especially like in the 2020, 2021 season, just every week there was a crazy catch that you didn't know how that happened. And, you know, the timeline's blowing up. Everyone's just like, how this is, you know, a cheat code. It doesn't make sense. And so he's just on my Mount Rushmore. He's got a special place in my heart and definitely one of my all-time favorite Packers.
It's finally here. March Madness, one of the most exciting sports weeks of the year, and it's about to be made even better by combining it with the excitement of Prize Picks. Testing my skills on Prize Picks over the past year has been my favorite way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few quick taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and the best part is that you can make your entries in under 60 seconds. Prize Picks has quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, and that's what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. March Madness is always fun, a ton of epic moments, buzzer beaters, and unparalleled drama. But this year, It's going to be even more epic than ever while using Prize Picks to bring that excitement to an entirely new level. This past week, I used Prize Picks to make selections on Victor Wembanyama, Lionel Messi, Connor Bedard, and the Badgers' Tyler Wahl. There are so many options to choose from that you'll never run out of new ways to use Prize Picks. And the absolute best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Just download the app and use code PACKADAY and receive a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eating healthy can be a challenge. If you're anything like me, I'm trying to make 2024 my best year ever. I'm trying to eat right, maintain a high level of energy, and make the right choices for my own personal health. But as much as I want to make the right choices, running to the butcher or the high-end grocery stores every single day to get a fresh quality cut of meat just isn't feasible. Thankfully, that's where Good Chop comes in, and it has completely changed my life. I'm so thankful that I found Good Chop because now I can get 100% grass-fed meat like ribeyes, filet mignon, organic chicken breasts, pork tenderloin, and so much more delivered directly to my door. Last night, cooked up organic chicken breasts, made my famous chicken curry. Yes, that is a true story. It is to die for. You would love to try it. And the chicken was incredible. Fresh, tender, unbelievable flavor. The best part was that I didn't even have to go to the store to get it. And Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74, and their boxes are fully customizable with delivery to your door on your schedule. So go to goodchop.com/packaday120 and use code packaday120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code packaday120 at goodchop.com/packaday120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/packaday120 using code packaday120. What are you waiting for?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hard to argue with that one. And like Sarah, my number three is actually Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, again, don't love everything that's going on outside the football field for him at the moment. But if you're looking at all-time great Packers, and I mean, the dude's a legend. It's just you could I could watch highlight films of him are like 25, 30 minutes long. And just the throw after throw of you like Adams, like you said before, like, how did he do that? Like, I still remember that play in Chicago where he's like, it looked like he got bent backwards. Like, I thought he broke his leg while throwing a touchdown pass. I believe it was to Adams.
It was.
And I legit thought the dude broke his leg and he was done for a season. He just pops right up. I believe that it was a penalty called on it anyway, and it got called back.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's one of those, like every other game, if not every game, if you just look at it, like, and he just makes it so easily. You know, he had wasn't able to win multiple Super Bowls, which sucks. Didn't always have the best success in the playoffs. But I mean, when you look at it, all time great Packers, man, he's right up there.
Yeah. It seemed like at least once or twice per game. It was what was this?
Yeah,
he was going to be on mine. I didn't want too much overlap, but I mean, that's one, like, if you're,
you have to,
if you're telling the story of the Packers, you have to have Rodgers up there. I'll throw my last one would be kind of a personal favorite that I've talked about a bunch. All of my guys end up coming from the 90s because I switched guys around, but it also makes sense because that is when I kind of really started falling in love with them. So the modern guys are great, but also Mount Rushmore is a whole bunch of old guys. So let's just put a whole bunch of old guys up there. I'm going to go Dorsey Levins. Dorsey Levins was like the the proto Brian Westbrook, who kind of helped open the door for a bunch of kind of like the more of the receiving backs who could also run. He was a bigger dude. Him and Edgar Bennett made such a good pairing, but a great receiver. The one that sticks out in my head, the NFC Championship game against the Panthers in 96, they ran a vertical route up the seam, and he caught a touchdown, jammed both feet in the sideline, just tremendous sideline catch in the end zone, 40 yards down the field in a game that I've read about 1,000 times, was so cold. I know Kevin Green went out, and he was like, we got to play in this? Like, this is an ice field out here. So Dorsey Levin's, like, forever and always, like, one of those guys when I was young watching going, like, oh, I like the way he plays. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something about that guy. I like the way he plays. So Levin's on my own personal one. I'll put him for.
Yeah, and my fourth and final, you know, kind of like we mentioned, the question, we could interpret it in many ways. It could have been players. It could have just been Packers in general, people that
see
were
how so- she's already making excuses.
Yeah, this
you can't argue with my answer, Steve, when you haven't even heard it.
Mike McCartney.
But
when you need to preface it beforehand.
Did you not just hear Dusty say,
yeah, I did. I did. I'm a highly successful football coach.
Anyway.
How do you not put him on your Mount Rushmore?
You can't tell the story of the Green Bay Packers without Vince Lombardi. So he has to be on my Mount Rushmore for that reason. Steve, are you going to disagree? Are you going to disagree with that
statement?
Do it, Steve.
Oh, I want to see this case. Do it, Steve.
I was trying to think of something just to make over.
Oh my god. Seriously.
I mean, yeah, like did they really need to name the trophy after him? I mean, come on.
There were a lot of other coaches.
Exactly.
Only two Super Bowls. Okay, buddy. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. When there were dudes smoking cigarettes and drinking beers at halftime. Yeah, I'm sure it was really hard to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Steve's going to be like, there's only like 10 teams back then. It was much easier.
They didn't even have free agency. It wasn't even a real game. This is crap. But sure, put him on your Mount Rushmore, Sarah.
He's going to be right there in the center because it's all built around him.
Well, I mean, like, in the middle-ish.
Yeah, but the way it's kind of staggered.
You can't have them, have them right in the
staggered.
Center.
It's sort of staggered.
I mean, you do know how... Never mind. I'm not going to do this.
It's engraved in a cliff. It's not going to be a straight line.
I was there this summer. I saw it. Anyway, it's probably not the thing we need to be arguing about.
No, I think this is great.
Just quality content. Uh-huh. Well, then we'll go from Sarah's, like, the most iconic Packers person of all time, to my number four in Mount Rushmore, which is Chuck Cecil. So
there we go.
Yeah, you asshole. You're like trying to give me creep about picking Vince Lombardi, and you're like, Cecil.
Do we just bleep that?
I don't think so. I didn't note it, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh my god.
Steve's throwing Jay Cutler on there just because.
He's like, Blake Bortles. The 3 days he was on the team were great.
He was a legend. He was
Seneca Wallace.
Scott Tolzien. I'll go Scott Tolzien. No, but for me, Chuck Cecil was always like the dude, like you talk about people that got you interested in football. And again, Brett Favre for sure was right there. But that was the dude. Like, I remember going out and playing football, and this is how cool I was as a kid, where I loved Chuck Cecil so much, and he would always have the nosebleeds and then the Band-Aid over it, that I would go outside and play football with my brothers and would put a Band-Aid over my nose, like just like that, to play touch football. So, I mean, he was just...
Do you have any photos of that?
Maybe somewhere.
We won't show them to anyone if you share them with us.
I believe you for sure.
Yeah, it's only a video episode, so it's not like we can edit it into the episode or anything.
But yeah, that was like just a hard hitting safety in the backfield, like blowing people up. I mean, it wasn't good. I know that. You can watch the tape now. He wasn't great, but still, he was just the guy that got me hooked and always wanted me to play safety when I was playing like elementary school football, like lurking in the backfield. And even though it was two hand touch, we'd still, you know, every once in a while light somebody up. So that was always a lot of fun for me. So, guys, yeah, this was pretty cool. Dusty, do you want to run down our... We did do a consensus all-time
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I could run through it real quick. We got.
Yeah.
I was gonna say we got four. Everyone knows it's Mount Rushmore. I don't have to say there's four. Wanted to hit like the four main eras of Packers football, right? And so
we've who's got, in the center? That's the big question.
Yeah. Still Vince Lombardi, oddly. Okay, number one. First up, Don Hutson, 1935 to 1945, two Carr trophies, so that's MVPs at the time, eight-time All-Pro, three championships. He had a season, this 1942 season, absolutely insane, over 1,200 yards, 17 touchdowns in 11 games. He had over 110 yards per game in that season. He's still, to this day, Packers record holder for touchdown passes with 99, number two on the list. Devontae was 73. So Hudson's got to be on there for what he did. Number two, Lombardi, obviously three-time NFL champion, two-time Super Bowl champion, brought the Packers. They were 1-10 the year he became head coach, 7-5 in his first year, 8-4 and lost the championship in the second year, and then two straight, and then obviously won, then another one with the Ice Bowl and all of that. So Vince Lombardi, bringing them back to prominence, name on the trophy, all of that stuff got to be on there. And then close it out with the two quarterbacks, Brett Favre, three-time All-Pro, three-time MVP, one-time Super Bowl winner. We mentioned him already, how he kind of brought them back up to prominence when they were kind of down through the 80s, and that was their march back up. And lastly, Aaron Rodgers, four-time All-Pro, four-time MVP, one-time Super Bowl. So Hudson, Lombardi, Favre, Rodgers. Feel like if you're – and, like, there's 1,000 guys you left off there. That is a strong Mount Rushmore for the Packers. I feel like that hits all the four main eras. That's a solid Mount Rushmore right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, again, like, when you have a Mount Rushmore conversation – it's up for a conversation. It's up for an argument. Like, you know, other people can feel other things, but I feel like you said, we kind of hit all the eras and the really important people to the Packers. So hopefully you guys agree. Feel free to send Dusty tweets about that if you want to. If you
disagree
with
him. We
should
do a poll the day the episode comes out. Who had the best Mount Rushmore? People can vote.
Ooh, I like that. As if I remember that.
Sarah, that's your job. Okay. That's your job. Because it's going to be coming out next week, and I have the memory of a fish. So, but guys, this one was cool. So, thank you guys for Dusty. Do we still have the person who sent this one in and give them a little credit?
Yes, it was Packer Backer. It was at Carry the G. I don't have the time. I don't have the date on it. I think this was a while ago, so I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think it was a while.
Thank you for the question. I think it was in season at some point. I feel like this is 4 months old, but appreciate the question, brother.
But see, we got back to it. We got back to it, as we promised. So, and hopefully we'll have a couple more of these during the off season to get us through the doldrums of the summer when we don't have a lot of football going on. But yeah, this was a lot of fun. We will be back next week. Will we be back after this episode, right? For the draft?
I think so. we have one more.
One more. Okay. So we will be back. Thank you guys for following us. That's on Twitter. That's at Dusty Evely, at Sarah Kelleher 4, at Steve Perhatch, and at Packaday Podcast. We'll be back next week. And as always, go Pack, go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance.
Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.